Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the City Desk Podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday morning, September 13th at 10:35. The City Council and the Mayor have been making the final steps on approving the city budget, which will be the municipal spending plan for fiscal year 2019. That is going to begin on October 1 and go all the way through the end of September of next year. What they're working to do is try to make sure that we have the appropriate levels of staffing in all departments, that the departments have the equipment that they need, and that they can do it all without raising anybody's taxes. That's always the tough part, because expenses are always going up, yet revenue, they're hoping it's going to go up with all of the construction and development we see in Biloxi. So the municipal budget's been the big thing. They had a three-hour meeting the other day, huh, Cecilia?
They did. They had a three-hour kind of a workshop, kind of a roundtable discussion, talking with different departments and some non-departmental to find out where money's going, what it's used for, if they need to cut anything, if they need to add anything. So they had a good, thorough discussion. And I believe Friday, tomorrow, right? They're going to have a meeting to hopefully vote on to approve the budget. Now, with these meetings, I want to add, though, that we do record these meetings now, and we post them on the City of Biloxi YouTube page so that you can go back and watch and find out what was said and what happened in the council meeting.
One of the big things that they've been grappling with is funding for all departments. One of the most important departments we have is the police department, right next to the fire department, because public safety is one of the basic things that you do for your citizens. However, this weekend you're going to have a chance to see up close and personal all of the many attributes and assets and services offered by the Biloxi Police Department. And here to talk about that is a member of the Biloxi Police Department, Joey Payne. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So it's, I think, Community Festival Against Crime, but you tell me the correct name and tell me what people are going to be able to see.
It is our annual Community Festival Against Crime. And we're going to have several different things out there that we offer to our citizens. Mm-hmm. And we do this so the citizens come out and can meet us, mm-hmm. can come out, and we have free food, free drinks. We're going to have child safety checkpoints. We're going to have handouts on different anti-drug safety things. Also, the fire department's going to be out there with us. Our bicycle squad's going to be out there.
You said, sir. Free food. That's where the fire department comes
in. Absolutely. Fire department always comes out for free food.
Man, I've always found that at this event, it seems to me like people are always drawn to the bomb squad with all the toys they have.
Yeah, the bomb squad, there's actually a lot of people in our community that doesn't realize we have a full-time bomb squad unit. And we respond over a lot of area in the southeast.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yes, we also go over, and when the Super Bowl's at the Superdome, our guys go over there and they secure that area. Mm-hmm. And it helps show exactly that it's not what they see on TV, on the movies. Mm-hmm. They can see exactly what true bomb squad guys do. So they get to come out and put the suit on. They see how heavy it really is. Mm-hmm. They get to see our canine guys. They're going to come out there, our boat guys. DMR is going to be out there and handing out material on fishing laws. So it's a big community event. We want everybody to come out. It's completely free to everyone.
Now, I think one of the most important things about this is that typically, when somebody encounters a police officer, it's usually in a stressful situation. But this is something, and by stressful, I mean either a parking ticket or a speeding ticket or some type of catastrophe has befallen them, and that's when they encounter a police department. But this is something where it's going to be a stress-free zone.
Completely stress-free. We're going to sit back and relax and have a good time together. And they're going to be able to meet several members of our department.
How important is that?
It's very important. We want our citizens to know our police officers before they have to have that stressful encounter. Mm-hmm. And in these low-stress areas, we can explain things that we have to do. This is why our officers come in and have to take charge of a scene. Mm-hmm. This is what they have to do. So it's very important for them to come out to these functions so they can learn that. Mm-hmm. And they'll be more informed, which makes a peaceful resolution when we have contact with them every day.
Now, give people an idea of the location and the time for this event.
All right. The event's going to be at the Point Cadet Marina. It will start at 10 a.m. and go to 2 p.m. And it's the Point Cadet Plaza. I'm sorry, not Marina Plaza.
North of the highway, north of the Biloxi Bay Bridge, north of the bridge between Biloxi and Ocean Springs at the beautiful pavilion down there. What kind of food are we going to have?
We're going to have pulled pork cooked by the Major Wyndham. Mm-hmm. Also red beans and rice, mm-hmm. and then Papa John's is going to be out there, Domino's Pizza, and several other vendors are going to be out there.
Y'all usually have a bunch of things that you give away.
Everything's free. Every vendor that's out there is going to have giveaways. Mm-hmm. Last year we had bicycle helmets, so we have a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. So please come out and join us.
Now, if somebody wanted to email you with any kind of question they have about the Biloxi Police Department, what email address would they use or how would they contact you?
That would be WPAYNE at biloxi.ms.us.
So the name is Joey, but it's W.
It's William Joseph is my full name. I go by Joey.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to say about this, or have we beat this dead horse?
Yeah, please come out and join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Okay, Cecilia, that's this weekend. What else do we have going on this weekend?
Well, tomorrow, Friday, September the 14th, is the deadline for anyone to apply to be a vendor at the City of Biloxi Multicultural Festival, which will be on the town green on September the 22nd. Then, let's see, what else is going on this weekend? Tomorrow, also Friday, September the 14th, beginning at dark, there will be a movie night on the Woolmarket School grounds. That is 12513 John Lee Road in Biloxi. They're going to have water games, door prizes that begin at 6. They'll have concessions, so bring your lawn chairs and blankets to watch the movie, the Disney movie Moana, that will be playing at dark. It is free to go ahead and attend.
Now, our favorite council member of our 7 favorite council members, Nathan Barrett, is this the first movie night out there? Because I know he's been real big on what the mayor calls the city center in Woolmarket, but this movie night's going to be at the school grounds. Is this the first time?
This is the first time for them to have it out there. And at Nathan Baird, working along with Sherry Bell, the Parks and Recreation Director, they want to have more of these events out there, more community, family-oriented gatherings out in that community. And again, that's Friday, September the 14th. Game start at 6, movie at dark. And then Saturday, September the 15th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the Donald Snyder Community Center on Pass Road, the Biloxi Soccer Organization, our Parks and Recreation Department, will hold registration for soccer for ages 4 to 7. Now, you have to be age 4. You had to have been age 4, I guess, by July the 31st of this year. There are fees for Biloxi residents, $30 for one child, $50 for two, $75 for three. And for non-Biloxi residents, it's $50 per child. Now, when you come, make sure that you bring a proof of residency and a birth certificate. And they also, at times, are looking for coaches. So if you're interested, when you go to the registration, again, Saturday, September the 15th, from 9 to noon at the Snyder Center, just let them know it's open to Biloxi and non-Biloxi residents. And then one more thing I'm going to mention, because it starts on Tuesdays, is the Special Needs Volleyball. It's at the Donald Snyder Community Center. It actually started this past Tuesday, September the 11th. It will continue until October the 30th. It's 6 to 8 p.m. Again, at the Donald Snyder Center. It's free and it's open to all ages with physical and mental disabilities, and uniforms will be provided. For all that information, you can go to our website at biloxi.ms.us.
Two more things before we wrap up the show. The city of Biloxi right now is rounding up unregistered trash cans. What the issue has been is that right now the city of Biloxi charges residents $14.33 a month for your weekly trash, garbage, and recycling pickup. However, what we've found is we've got a number of cans out there that are not attached to an account. That means that the city of Biloxi is having to pay the Harrison County Utility Authority to service those accounts. It's unfair because everyone should pay their fair share for that vital service. So what we're doing right now is we're rounding up the trash cans that are not attached to an account. If by chance you have one of the trash carts and you've been getting your trash picked up, but you haven't been paying any kind of fee for that service, we're encouraging you now to call 228-435-6240 so you can set up an account. We're not looking to go back in time or anything on any past charges or anything, but this way you can be assured that you will continue to receive that service. The reason that we're able to do this is because all of the trash cans now under the new service have an embedded locator chip in them. So we can track these cans and make sure that they are where they are supposed to be and that an account is set up. We're looking to do this to make sure that we have an efficient service and a service that pays for itself. So please, if you have a trash can and you do not have an account set up, just call the City Water Department at 228-435-6240. Otherwise, you'll be able to wake up one day and find out that your can has disappeared. So finally, the last thing, we have two firefighters right now that are positioned in Virginia in the Florence storm zone, and they're going to be part of Mississippi Task Force 3, which is one of the state's three swift water rescue teams. They are firefighters that it's a 12-person team, and it involves firefighters from along the Gulf Coast and as far north as Hattiesburg. And what we are also looking at is the Biloxi Fire Department is going to be planning a trip to the Florence disaster zone sometime after the storm. It might be 3, 4, 5 weeks. And what they have done across the country is that the fire department has responded to help first responders rebuild their homes because they're too busy taking care of all of the issues in the aftermath of a storm. Fire Chief Joe Boney and the volunteers from the Biloxi Fire Department have done a great job with that. He's already reached out to people on the East Coast that he knows to let them know that our fire department is available whenever they need help. And finally, we've all been through this before, so just keep the people of the East Coast in your thoughts and prayers.
And just remember that we are still in hurricane season. So for in Biloxi, just make sure you have your hurricane kit and plans handy, that you review them and you know what you're going to do if a storm does come in the area. And as always, any information, like I said, you can go on our website at biloxi.ms.us. You can also follow us along on Facebook and on our city's YouTube page. That is it for this edition of the City Desk Podcast. Thank you.